Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
If you're looking for financial advice that is not about selling you products, rather having a blueprint that coordinates your investments, taxes, and estate into one plan, all under one roof, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael has been a fiduciary financial planner for over 20 years, serving clients across the country on their financial planning needs. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Well, hello again. Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Thanks for joining us this weekend. Now, a quick introduction for those new to the show. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. What's the difference between a wealth manager and maybe just your investment broker? An investment broker talks about your investments, tells you the values, they went up, they went down, but they really don't add any real planning value. They just sell you stuff. A wealth manager like Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we show you not only how you should be invested for the right allocation, the right amount of risk, but structure your portfolio so that income is coming from interest and dividends, not just hoping that the market goes up. A wealth manager assists you with your estate planning. A wealth manager shows you ways to potentially reduce the impact of a healthcare event like long-term care. And lastly, a wealth manager deals in proactive tax planning. How to potentially save you hundreds of thousands, if not more, in unnecessary and voluntary taxes over your lifetime. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we've got financial planners that are fiduciaries, a CPA, a full tax team. We work with a legal team in-house so that we coordinate your investments, taxes, and estate all under one roof. You deserve that. Most people just have an investment broker. But as you approach or you're in retirement, you need a wealth manager. You might have outgrown your broker. What you need now as you're approaching or in retirement is really no longer what they do. Let's face it, your biggest expenses in retirement are going to be taxes. And if your broker doesn't give you tax advice, it might be time to upgrade that relationship. So the title of today's show is Thinking Long Term When You're Actually Not Long Term. So let me repeat that. Thinking long term when you're actually not long term. So there was an epiphany that hit me this past week, and these shows come from scenarios I run into on a weekly basis to where I see things repetitively that go on in our industry and financial services, and it just frustrates me. And I feel like it's my mission in life, it's the reason I do this show, to expose our industry and to give you some useful information that you can make heads or tails out of. And if it's truly, as I often say, in retirement, income is the outcome, because without income, there is no retirement. So when I say thinking long term when you're not long term, I'm not making assumptions about someone who's 70 or 80. I'm making assumptions about what we call stock market history. Many people don't know that there are two types of market cycles, secular, meaning long term, and cyclical, meaning short term, like cycles. The year-to-year movements of the markets are cyclical. They go up, they go down, just with the business cycle. But there are larger and longer periods of time that are called secular markets. Secular bulls, right? Long periods of time the market goes up. We just experienced one. Secular bears, long periods of time, many times a decade or more, where the markets go up and down, but they really trade sideways. And typically, these are about 30-year time frames where you'll actually have a bull market for maybe 7 to 12 years, followed by a down to flat market for another decade. Now, the typical secular bull and bear market cycle is about 30 years. Ironically, a typical retirement for somebody retiring in their 60s is going to be 25 to 30 years. So you will go through these secular bull markets and secular bear markets. So you'll go through the full cycle of a secular market, both bear and bull. So including a decade of that, where really the market's not going to help in the returns. So a lot of you might say, oh, I don't believe that, Mike. I haven't heard this before. Well, consider this. 1900 to 1921, market was flat for nearly 21 years. 1929 to 1954, market was flat for nearly 25 years. Even more recently, 1968 to 1982, The Dow Jones started at 1,000 in 1968, ended at 1,000 14 years later. Still don't believe me? How about 2000 to 2013? Right? We had the tech crash. We had great financial crisis. Markets didn't get back to where they were in 2000 until 2013, flat for nearly 13 years. Once again, any year might be up, might be down, but if you look back over your shoulder 13 years later, the markets turned out to be flat. And lately, take a look at the charts, folks. Mid-2021 to mid-2023. The markets in general, using the S&P 500, you know, just kind of the general broader index, has been flat for 2 years. Yes, we had ups in 21, big downs in 2022, a little bit up in 23, but guess what? 2 years, the market has been flat. A lot of ups, a lot of downs, but no real progress and headwinds of higher interest rates, potential recession looming, global conflicts in Ukraine, potentially Taiwan. And we all know about a contentious election that's coming up in 2024. And I bet on history here that there might actually be a little bit more trouble ahead. So when your broker says hang on for the long term, they're talking about 25 and 30 year secular cycles of ups and downs. They're not talking about the next 2 to 5 years for you. So in fact, most brokers don't even know stock market history, and most don't even know about secular markets, which is why they have retirees taking way too much risk. They see this mountain chart of the stock market. Hey, look, over the last 100 years, it's always going up and to the right. But what they fail to pay attention to is that there are oftentimes 10 to 15 year periods where the market does nothing. What are you going to do in retirement when you're going through those flat or down markets with little to no growth? Where's your income coming from when the markets aren't cooperating? Your broker's going to tell you buy and hold, stay the course, and invest for the long term. But their long term is 20, 30 years when you may have 10, 15. It can be a disaster. After all, why do they do this? It's not their money. So here's the scenario that came up this week that really kind of frustrated me. I ran into an 80-year-old person that's got nearly all their money in the market, and they even went to the advisor and told them they want to be more conservative. You know what they told? By the way, they said, I lost 15, 20% and it was keeping me up nights. What's the advisor say? Hang in there, it'll come back. Now keep in mind, the person asking this question is in excess of 80 years old. Keep in mind another thing, they're dealing with one of the largest financial services companies. And they're being told, hang in there, that's your strategy, it'll come back. 80+% of the money was in the market. They're 80 years old, hang in there, it'll come back. In other words, invest for the long term. Well, let me ask you a quick question. How long term should an 80+-year-old be planning? Matter of fact, I've heard some of you tell me you don't even buy green bananas. And point of that is, whose long-term are we talking about here? Well, I've got some information like that. I said, it's my goal to expose you what's going on in the kitchen here. Why does that happen? Why, pray tell, is going on in this CFP's head, this guy that you know better, it causes him to do that? Well, I want to tell you why that is. Interesting thing in this industry. So I typed three words, long-term investing, into Google. Just did a random search and pulled up three of the largest financial services firms in our industry. And of course, they're doing search engine optimization to make that happen. Well, that just means they pay extra money to make sure that they show up on top. But there's a point that it's when you're all being pre-programmed, you're being brainwashed into thinking that everybody should be investing for the long term. When have you found anything that is good and useful information that's a one-size-fits-all response? It's kind of like take two aspirin and call me in the morning. There are a lot of analogies out there like that, but does it really help? Let me tell you something. If you're about to have a stroke, take two aspirin and call me in the morning, ain't gonna help. You can be dead in the morning. Sometimes you need to veer off the commonsensical roadway and do what makes perfectly good common sense. Let me hit you with an analogy here. I like analogies, and I hope you do too. The driving manual says when the light turns green, you do what? You go. You're sitting at a red light, light turns green, all of a sudden you look to your left, there's somebody barreling along about 90 miles an hour. They got a red light. They don't see it. They don't care. Matter of fact, they're probably on their phone. They have no intention of stopping. But your light's green. Well, the manual says you can go. But what's going to happen if you go? You're going to get T-boned. You're probably going to end up in the ER. You don't have to worry about that stroke, right? You're going to be dead before you get there. Do you go through the green light? The driving manual said go. Everything we're taught said the light turned green, go. Occasionally, it makes sense to take what I refer to as a common sense departure from the quote-unquote textbook and do what actually makes sense. Now, with every misconception, there has to be a little bit of truth. Your mind grabs onto the truth and says, well, it's all true. Well, some of it's true, but it may not apply to you. For instance, does it make sense that a 35-year-old invest long-term? Sure it does, because they've got the long-term. There's some validity to that, but what do you do when you're back at that 80-year-old scenario again, and you don't necessarily have long-term? You're living off this money. You're pulling maybe $8,000 a month. You know, you need $100,000 a year out of these assets. You need to sometimes take a common sense departure from the industry's textbook, Wall Street's textbook. And that's what our industry loves to do. It's live by the textbook, but they wrote the textbook. They were brainwashing you into thinking that follow this because it's what your neighbor's doing. It's what everybody does. Google it if you don't want to take my word for it. Well, I've got great news for you. They tell you that because it's better for them. Now, I'm saying that you shouldn't have all your money out of the market either. And you shouldn't invest for the long term if you're an 80-year-old. No, it's like anything. Everything is in moderation. The older you get, the less you should have in the market. And it's an interesting thing. There's a rule out there called the Rule of 100. You ever heard of it? The Rule of 100 says take your age minus 100, and that's the most, on average, you should have in the market. Now, everybody's scenario is going to be a little bit different depending on the purpose of the money, risk tolerance, risk capacity, all those things. But in general, 100 minus your age is about what you should have percentage in the market. So let's go back to my analogy here. 80-year-old, 80%+ in the market. Rule of 100, you don't think that person that did financial plan with the biggest firm in the industry, you don't think he knew the Rule of 100? I guarantee you knew the Rule of 100. So why is he investing that person in such an aggressive format? And by the way, the Rule of 100, you know when it was created? It was created by the people that came out of the stock market crash, right, in the Great Depression. They saw 89% of their money go away in a matter of 3 or 4 weeks. That's when it was created. Our industry has poo-pooed that rule. You don't ever hear it come up anymore. And I honestly say I've never seen an 80-year-old with 20% of their money in the market either. Never. I often see them. They still have 50, 60, 70% in the market. Even Warren Buffett's got a saying. And the saying is, don't risk what you already have for something you don't need. Let me repeat that. Don't risk something you already have for something you don't need. This particular person I talked to had enough money. So why are we risking it? So folks, I often tell you, if you've won the game, right, you've got all the assets to give you a lifetime of income, leave the legacy that you want, stop playing the game. Once again, it does not mean you don't have money in the market. It doesn't mean that you can't be a stock market person. It just means there's no benefit to take a risk for the sake of risk if that risk could cause more financial harm than financial benefit. Now, before we go to break, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, I put together what I like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit's got a couple things in it because you need more than a couple things. It's got a copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. How do you get it? You got to let us know. Give us a call. We'll send it out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll even cover the postage. 866-316-0822. Again, that's 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. As I alluded to earlier in the show here, we've got some headwinds coming for the economy, both politically, socially, economically. You need this Retirement Success Toolkit so you can navigate your way and try to come out as unscathed as possible with the retirement income you need. You are listening to Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. So how's this latest stock market roller coaster ride treating you? You've worked too long and too hard scrimping and saving for retirement to have it exposed to this market volatility or gobbled up by some retirement spend-down scheme. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, hoping for different results. For your free, no obligation, no more volatility information kit, call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. It's time to get off the roller coaster and get serious about how you're planning for retirement. For your free, no obligation, no more volatility information kit, Call 866-316-0822 or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about thinking long-term when you're not actually long-term. And I promised you that I'd tell you about some of the best in our business, in our industry, in the world, and how we invest for income. Who do you think needs income? What industry do you think needs residual income more than any other industry? And I'm going to tell you, it's the insurance industry. Think about it. What's insurance? You write a check, you buy a contract, something bad happens, they pay out. So what is constantly going on with an insurance company? They're constantly paying out, right? Annuity benefits, pension benefits, life insurance benefits. Let me give you another analogy. So you heard the word annuity, not good or bad. Annuity just means there's an insurance company involved. So an annuity is an investment contract with an insurance company. What's that annuity meant to do? It's meant to give you income. You give 100 grand to the insurance company. Can they just go out and put it in the S&P 500 for them? Well, they can if they want to lose their shirt. And I want you to follow this through for a minute here. You give them 100 grand, they go invest it in the S&P 500. The S&P 500 drops 50% like it did back in 08, and it's time for your monthly payment. They got half as much money to give you the monthly payment out of. You think they're in business to run out of money? No, of course not. These guys have been investing for income the way before it was popular. They know how to do it. And this is what I said so many years ago, and I said, why isn't anybody in the financial services industry taking that format of investing and taking it to the American consumer? Why not invest like the insurance company invests so you can get a lifetime income independent of market conditions? And folks, you don't need to buy an annuity to do it. I'm not trying to pitch you annuities here. I'm trying to share with you the concept of how do you invest for income so the money lasts as long as you need it to. So I'm saying that you can invest like they invest, but it does require work and it's not easy. Let's put it that way. It's not easy. And see, what our industry's gotten to is they want easy. Not easy for you, easy for them, easy for the financial services firm. And you heard me refer to this before on my show. I call it the disease of ease. The disease of ease has taken over our industry. So what's this insurance company doing when you buy an annuity from them? I got news for you. Matter of fact, the firm we work with just hired the head of risk management for one of the largest insurance companies. They go out, they go buy bonds, right? They don't go out and buy a bunch of stocks. They go out and buy bonds. They go out and buy preferreds. They go out and buy real estate, things that buy and pay consistent income because they need consistent income. Then they would just work off a spread. They want to make about a 2% spread. So you go and you get 4% income from them and they're investing at 6, so they get to keep the difference. But the point is they've got to give you the income. And I've always said, why can't the consumer go out there and get the full 6%? Well, they can. But I got to tell you, a portfolio like this that generates fixed income, and that's, by the way, what the 80-year-old actually needed. He needed fixed income. He needed a less scary portfolio. That's what he needed. What the investment company thought he needed was a portfolio that would grow by some 20% when the market went up. Why? Because he got mixed in with a lot of other people and their entire portfolio would grow 20%. He'd be part of that. Isn't that great? Not really, because if it can grow by 20%, it can go down by 20%. Right? And bigger it grows, guess what? That advisor, the 1%, 2%, whatever they charge, as the portfolio grows larger, they get a larger percentage of that. Folks, it ain't about you with a lot of these financial services firms. That income portfolio doesn't grow quite as much, right? So it doesn't really benefit their business model. But I got news for you, that 80-year-old needed income. He didn't need growth. See, here's what I get tired of in our industry. The portfolios that I see, that I know good and well, was not designed with that person's own financial future in mind. It was designed for the firm's financial future in mind. We want to take all this money. Yeah, there's going to be some 80-year-olds. There's going to be some 30-year-olds. We just want to take it all and invest it in the market. Because if they do, and this is the financial services company talking, overall, it's going to grow at the maximum return. And their way, that way, even though the 80-year-old doesn't have the long-term, that they're going to suffer when the market goes down, but their fees are going to go up when the market goes up. See, at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we take a different philosophy. Our philosophy is put the portfolio together that fits the person, the family we're talking to. And most of the people that call us from the radio show here, probably because it's kind of a self-screening mechanism, they want income. They want a conservative growth portfolio. They want to pay less in taxes. So that's what we put together for them. And you know what? And I'll tell you right now, in 2021, that was our biggest growth year. In 2022, even though the markets were down, we continued to grow by well over $50 million of new relationships. Why? Because our compelling story is how do we take less risk, generate more income, and potentially pay less in taxes and still leave the legacy that we want. Folks, that is building a portfolio with you in mind, not whatever Wall Street brokerage firm's business model is. But I got news for you. When the market went south in 2022, our portfolios weren't south like the rest of y'all were. We were still producing income just like the insurance company. Even if the values were down 5, 6, 8%, guess what? The markets were down 20, 30%. Bonds were down 15, 13%. But our portfolios continued to generate the same interest and dividends, so our clients didn't have to worry about where their income was coming from in good markets and bad. And I don't mean income for us. I mean income for you. Let me tell you another reason why our industry does it, quote unquote, long-term fashion, and tries to convince everybody they should be long-term investors. It's easier for them. I mentioned that already. It's more profitable for them. And it's also maintenance-free for them. Everybody wants to go maintenance-free, right? When you develop a business, you got things going on. You don't need more maintenance with a portfolio. You got FICA to worry about, right? Social Security. You got payroll to worry about. You got human resources to worry about. You don't need to be thinking about babysitting all these different individual stocks, individual bonds. So when you invest for the long term for their model, when you invest for fixed income, I'm not going to kid you, it takes on a little bit more risk, right? Risk for the firm, not risk for the client. You got to watch those holdings. You got to watch the credit ratings of those holdings. Most consumers don't want to do this. And definitely, most Wall Street firms don't want to put the money into hiring the proper people doing it the proper way to have these things watched. It's just so much easier just to check a box and just say, hey, let's just give it to this mutual fund. Let's just give it to this ETF, and then we'll charge another layer of fees on top of it. It's one of the big reasons why we manage our own assets. We don't farm it out. We stay with the same company. Many and most advisors, they're taking your assets. They're charging you a 1.5% advisory fee, and just throwing in a bunch of mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, letting the fund companies actually do the management while the advisor spends his time going out to get another client. We actually have to sit and watch all the holdings we have continuously, and we communicate with the portfolio managers and the traders on a regular basis. So we're kind of babysitting the shop here. It's work. I'm going to be honest with you. There's times that I think, my goodness, why didn't I just take the set it, forget it, disease route? Well, there's a reason I don't. Because I want to really produce for you guys, because that's what you want. You want income and you want tax-focused investing, but it takes work. So we don't take the easy track. We take the more difficult one because it's in your best interest. And as a fiduciary, that's what we're supposed to do. I mentioned it once before, because this is a show where in retirement income is the outcome, I put together what we refer to as our retirement success toolkit. Folks, we got some headwinds the back half of the year. I want you to get this into your hands. There's no cost, no obligation. It's called our Retirement Success Toolkit. It's got a copy of my book in it, Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build a Retirement You Deserve, a companion report, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement, and 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge simply by giving us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to our website. A lot of great resources there. CrystalLakeTax.com. That's CrystalLakeTax.com. We'll get this out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll even pay for the postage. 866-316-0822 or CrystalLakeTax.com. You are listening to Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. We're talking about investing for the long term. When you're not long term, we'll be right back.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. If you're preparing to retire in the next 10 years, this message is for you. One of the biggest sources of income may be how you claim your Social Security. That's right, how you claim your benefits.
Reach out to the Retirement Success Blueprint radio show right now for our free report, Are Your Allocations Right for Social Security?
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
For your free report, Are Your Allocations Right for Social Security? Simply reach out to us here at the Retirement Success Blueprint.
Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, where in retirement, income is the outcome. Because why? Without income, there is no retirement. So today we've been talking about investing for the long term when you're not actually long term. What do I mean by that? You're told by every advisor, hang in there, buy and hold, stay the course, it'll come back. That is long-term planning. And if you're thinking, it may not come back in a time frame that I'm comfortable about, I got news for you. We are in a new era. We're in a new era of high interest rates. We're in a new era of the Fed continuing to raise interest rates. We're in a new era of the Fed wanting to see the market go down, wanting to see real estate go down, wanting to see bonds go down. So why do they want to see the market go down? Because the Fed is reactionary. Supply is not increasing. All they can do is control demand. And they know that they can do two things to control demand, one of which is cause the market to go down and you'll buy less stuff. The other thing is to raise interest rates and you'll borrow less so you can't buy less stuff. Either way, you buy less stuff, so they've decreased demand and hopefully gotten inflation down. Well, I promise I'd talk a little bit about other industries. And I was recently with a friend that got a consultation done on a particular piece of property, a hunting property that he hunts. He hunts for white-tailed deer, and occasionally he pulls me along with him. And that's exclusively what he hunts for. And he likes to bow hunt, and he's got a lot that goes into that. You don't shoot every deer that comes along. He looks for a specific white-tailed deer, usually one in particular that he's been targeting. Well, in this consultation, we were talking to a gentleman that his philosophy was, keep it simple. It's not that hard. Here's what you do. And I saw a common theme as we went from property to property. I saw the overriding theme of keep it simple. And probably the single biggest overriding theme that he talked to us about, the number one thing that a big, and I'm talking a big deer wants, is lack of human intrusion. And all these gadgets and gizmos that the industry pitches involve one common thing. A human's got to do them, and you're doing exactly the opposite of what that big deer wants. And he'll move to another farm and you'll never see him again. Meanwhile, this deer hunting industry is laughing all the way to the bank. You bought a water hole, you bought this gizmo, this gadget, 90% of stuff you don't need. You can get the job done just by staying out of there. But guess what? Staying out of there doesn't make him any money. So the industry wants to pitch you another thing. And unfortunately, in the financial services industry, that thinks that they're one little thing away from turning the corner and seeing that huge deer. And I got to thinking to myself, isn't that exactly the way financial services have become? Become more concerned about their pocketbook than really what you're trying to achieve. Their goals have become more important than your goals. So I want to circle around back to that 80-year-old person that was literally going to their advisor saying, listen, I want safety, I want income, I don't want to see it drop so much. And they're being told, hang in there, it'll come back. Yeah, it'll come back. It'll come back for them. They're thinking long-term, 20, 30 years down the road. They're telling you to think long-term. They're thinking, you may pass away, and in the meantime, we'll get your kids as clients. Well, does that sound any good? Because it's you that's being scared by the market going down. It's you that's pulling income out and selling shares to do it, not getting dividends and interest, because they don't want to sit and babysit and watch those holdings they purchased. They'd rather just put you in set-it-and-forget-it portfolios, cookie-cutter, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, because it's better for them. And when the market comes back at 27%, their portfolio grows 27% because you took all the risk. And they're happy as heck. Why? Because their fees went up by 27%. Meanwhile, you're scared to death. So I'd invite you, if you're in that group of pre-retirees, if you're 3 to 5 years away from retirement, or you're already in retirement, you look at your portfolio and you see how much dividends and interest it's actually producing. And if you're sitting there par for the course, you're probably going to find you're hard-pressed to develop more than about 2% of income from your portfolio. And if you're actually taking out more than 2%, that means you're actually spending principal. Your broker is forcing you to sell shares to take what you're thinking is income, but it's actually principal. In my book, I call it Eat the Eggs, Not the Chickens. What does that mean? The eggs are your interest, your dividends, right? The eggs are a recurring revenue stream that you have permission to spend. The chickens are the principal. We don't want to spend the principal. So I've got news for you. Your first year required minimum distributions, you're going to have to be pulling out almost 4% out of your portfolio. So you do the math. You got to pull that out of principal if you're only earning 2% in interest and dividends. Guess what you don't want to do is pull out principal. So I hope this helps understand the way you should be thinking as you approach or you're in retirement, especially in a tumultuous market that's going to start whipsawing here. That's why I want to quickly talk about what we call our 15-minute strategy call. You can go to crystallaketax.com, click on our calendar and schedule one with us with one of our fiduciary advisors, or give us a call and say, hey, I just want a 15-minute strategy call. I got some questions. 866-316-0822. We know how you want to spend your money looks different in retirement than your neighbor. We know that your Social Security is different than your neighbor. Your investments are different than your neighbor. Your goals are different than your neighbor. Your retirement isn't cookie cutter. Don't let Wall Street tell you that it is. It's specific to you, your needs, your family, your legacy. A 15-minute call, a strategy call, is a great opportunity just to talk about what your retirement vision is. We know that families and individuals we work with have a plan. Let's say someone out there listening doesn't have a plan yet, or they just kind of start thinking about retirement, trying to figure out how do I get income off all this stuff. Our clients, our families, and individuals we work with came to us with a junk drawer of investments. They've been sold a lot of stuff. Not that the investments are junk. They're just disorganized, right? They own a bunch of stuff, but they don't know, is it tax efficient? Are they paying the least amount of fees possible? Are they taking the least amount of risk that they need to get the income level they want? 866-316-0822 or crystallaketax.com. Let them know, 15-minute strategy call. Well, it looks like we have a time for a couple listener questions here in the middle. Our first question looks like this listener might have one of those Wall Street stock market cheerleader advisors that's relying on this withdrawal strategy we're talking about. So Troy says, my advisor relies on the buckets of money strategy where I spend down each bucket and replace it with the next bucket. Is this a good strategy? Well, Troy, a buckets of money strategy is a little bit of a classier way to spend principal. So instead of just having a whole portfolio and withdrawing, say, 4% across the board, there's a discussion as to whether you can without running out of money, or is it closer to 2 or 2.5 or 3.5? There's a discussion. So first of all, it's not a given number that everybody just agrees on. There's risks taken across the board. And when you're doing it with a buckets of money approach, what your advisor's trying to do is withdraw from the more conservative bucket to let the riskier buckets sit at the tail end, so if markets drop, you aren't forced to withdraw from the more volatile buckets early on, and you have time maybe for it to recover. So it's really a classier withdrawal strategy, but Troy, it's still a withdrawal strategy. It's not as good as generating real income from your portfolio. And what do I mean by that? Troy, what your advisor's doing is saying, hey, you need $50,000 a year of income. Let's set aside 3 years of income, $150,000 in these low-risk, liquid things. And we're going to have you spend $50,000 a year for each of those next 3 years. Now, we're going to take the rest of that money and we're going to put it 100% in the stock market or more aggressive. You know, or maybe they want you in annuities or something like that. But whatever it happens to be, longer term. What they're doing is hope is their strategy. Hope is their strategy that when you're done spending that $150,000 of your own money, the rest of the money will have grown back by at least $150,000, so you could do it again for another 3 years. The problem with that is, what happens when you hit a big downturn or it doesn't replace the $150,000? Right? That would be problematic. We talked earlier in the show that the markets, using the S&P 500 as a guide, from mid-2021 to mid-2023 are flat over 2 years. Yes, they've gone up. Yes, they've gone down. Yes, they've gone up. They're flat over the last 2 years. So you're 2 out of those 3 years in. If you retired 2 years ago, it hasn't replaced the first 100,000 you took out and probably is not going to replace the next 50,000. You're just going to be sitting with a portfolio that's basically at about the same level, but $150,000 less that you spent it. But Troy, what happened if you would have just went out and said, hey, you know, if I can get 5% interest and dividends off my $1 million, that's 50 grand a year in interest and dividends. Your portfolio may or may not have grown over that time frame, but you realize you can still get the $50,000 every year. So 3 years into that, the $150,000 you spent actually came from interest and dividends, right? So you still have whatever the shares are for the $1 million, whether it's stocks, bonds, whatever. Troy, that's a winning strategy, not the bucket strategy. So thank you for your question. Our next question comes from Mark. He says, I'm about 10 years out from retirement, but my advisor says it's too early to invest in bonds. Is that true? Mark, do you want to build a retirement plan based upon what you hope is true or what you know is most likely to be true? And I can hear you. I can hear you right through the radio. You're saying yes, based on what I know is likely to be true. And if that's the fact, then you're not too young to invest in bonds. Because like I said before, even in a stock, all I know is what the dividend payment is, right? The income payment. That's all I know. And if all I know is if I reinvest that dividend, it's going to grow by the dividend rate. So if I get $1 million with a 4% dividend, I get to reinvest that 40 grand of dividends. I know that 40 grand is going to grow by 4% a year. So now I'm earning dividends on my dividends. And ironically, if you want to be even more conservative and be in bonds, bond-like instruments, maybe get a 5, 6% dividend or interest rate. Now that $1 million, that's 50 grand a year, that just means in 5 years, it's going to be worth another $250,000 of stuff you've bought just from the interest and dividends alone. So it's going to be an even bigger retirement number. So yeah, you may not have as much lump sum at the end of the day, but by making that transition 5, 10 years out, you're likely to have seen even more income when you retire. So we tried to blow everybody's mind before with giving them the math without saying, hey, in the stock market, you can actually, in many cases, lower your risk, go from growth to high dividend value strategy, and actually increase your overall return. Well, guess what? If your goal is to maximize income for future retirement, not for a lump sum purchase, then guess what? You can lower your risk even a step. Yes, I know you're 10 years out, but by going from stocks to more like bond-like instruments, paying you 5, 6, 7% plus in interest and dividends, 10 years out, you're going to get even higher income and therefore being able to project with some security, some level of security, even a higher future rate of income when you actually retire. So again, another place where unfortunately 8 out of 10 advisors just really don't understand. They're going to go by this old adage, gee, you just got to take more risk. I got to get my clients more return. And it's just simply not true when you're talking about retirement income. Well, Carol, I want to talk to you about taking more risk. Part of it has to do with your own personal risk tolerance. Can you sleep at night if you take more risk? And if you see your portfolio down 50%, guess what? That's part of taking more risk. But the other part of it really needs to be how far are you away from retirement? So if you're 5, 10, 15 years away from retirement, right, maybe you can take a little bit more risk. If it's a smart risk trying to catch up, maybe that's okay. Maybe that can work. But if you are within 10 years of retirement, especially 5 years, or you're already in retirement, you don't want to do this. Because the biggest myth is that the advisor says you get more return on your investment. You need to take more risk. But if you take more risk, you're used to hearing that. You've been brainwashed that. It doesn't have to be that way. I want to offer you an opportunity to hook up with us for what we call a 15-minute strategy call. The 15-minute strategy call is for you to get your questions answered. You'll talk to either myself personally, fiduciary financial planner for the last 23 years, or one of our other fiduciary advisors. The purpose of this 15-minute strategy call is you got questions, we got answers. If it makes sense to meet after the call, great. If not, you're at least going to get your questions answered. How do you get that 15-minute strategy call? Raise your hand and let us know you want it. You got questions, we got answers. 866-316-0822. 866-316-0822. And just say, you know what? I want to set up a 15-minute strategy call. We'll pull up the calendar and we'll make something work. You can also go to the website, crystallaketax.com. Love to have that conversation with you. Make sure that you're doing the right things for you and your family and the legacy you want to leave so you have more confidence and clarity as you go into retirement. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about investing long-term when you may not be long-term. We'll be right back.
Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, with offices in Madison and the Chicago suburbs.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And today we're talking about thinking long-term when you're not actually long-term and what that entails. We're also able to answer some of our loyal listener questions as well, which I hope was useful for all of you. Before we go, I want to close with a question I asked earlier in the show. What's the difference between a wealth manager and an investment broker? Well, an investment broker talks about your investments, right? They meet with you once, twice a year, right? It went up or down in value. But they're really just selling you stuff, right? They're not adding any value. A wealth manager like Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we show you not only how you should be invested for the right allocation, but we structure your portfolio so your income is coming from interest and dividends, not just hope that the market goes up. A wealth manager assists you with creating your estate plan. A wealth manager shows you ways to reduce the impact of a healthcare event like long-term care. And lastly, a wealth manager deals in proactive tax planning, how to potentially save you hundreds of thousands, if not more, in unnecessary and voluntary taxes over your lifetime. In retirement, two basic expenses, taxes and healthcare. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we have fiduciary financial planners, a CPA and tax team. We work with a legal team in-house to coordinate investments, taxes, and estate planning all under one roof. You deserve that. Your life is more complicated than just your portfolio. Most people just have an investment broker. But as you approach or you're in retirement, you actually need a wealth manager. Most people have outgrown their broker. What you need, good, comprehensive tax, estate, and investment advice, isn't what they do. They just sell you investments. Let's face it, they may be good people, but your biggest expenses in retirement are taxes and healthcare. And if your broker doesn't give you tax advice, it might be time to upgrade that relationship. You might have outgrown your broker. So if any of the things we talked about today applies to you, take us up on our 15-minute complimentary strategy call we offer. You can go to crystallaketax.com, sign up on there, or give us a call and just say, I want a 15-minute strategy call. 866-316-0822. It's no cost, no obligation. You're going to talk directly to one of our fiduciary advisors. 866-316-0822. Folks, we know that how you want to spend your money in retirement looks different than your neighbors. We know that your Social Security looks different than your neighbors. Your risk tolerance is different than your neighbors. Your investments are different than your neighbor. Your goals are different than your neighbor. Don't settle for Wall Street's cookie cutter approach just to throw you in a 60-40 portfolio of a bunch of funds and just call it a day. That's a great business model for them, but it could be catastrophically bad for you. So that 15-minute strategy call is just a great opportunity to talk about your retirement vision. We know that the families and individuals we work with have a plan for their income. They have a plan for their taxes. They have a plan for health care, right? They know why they're taking the risk or not taking the risk. If they've won the game, stop playing the game, right? A lot of people come to us with what we affectionately refer to as a junk drawer, a financial junk drawer. They've been sold all this stuff. They got 401ks and IRAs and pensions and life insurance and annuities and stocks and bonds and all these things, and they have no idea how they actually all work towards a comprehensive retirement plan. We want to help you get undisorganized and make sure you just have confidence and clarity going forward. Now, we do have some more listener questions, so I want to go through it. This week's show is great because I love answering all your questions. So if you have questions, feel free to reach out to us at crystallaketax.com. Maybe we'll answer it on the air, or you can set up a 15-minute strategy call to get the answer. So first up is Sue. Sue is in Schaumburg. She says, Mike, I'm late 50s. I in retirement in the next few years. Are there specific birthdays that I need to be concerned about so I don't miss anything? Sue, this is a great question. In fact, there are several birthdays that carry financial decisions with them. So let me break them down. You know, we call these the most important birthdays in retirement planning. So there's certain age milestones where you really need to pay attention to your retirement planning progress. So we're going to look at the most important birthdays as you approach retirement and then cover the exact things you should be kind of checking off at each of those things. So the first one, Sue, and I know you're a little past it, but just for the loyal listeners here, I want to kind of talk about it. Age 50. So once you turn 50, you are now eligible for catch-up contributions, which is increased contributions to your work-related plans like your 401k, your 403bs, your thrift savings plans, your 457s, as well as to put more money in IRAs. So at age 50, the government actually lets you put in a lot more money into your IRAs and your retirement plan. So definitely take up that consideration. It's what's called a catch-up contribution. Also at age 55, if you leave your job after 55, you can actually take withdrawals from your 401k without any early withdrawal penalty. Still will be taxed, of course. You just could potentially avoid the 10% penalty. Now, keep in mind, this only applies to the account for the job you left. If you had some old 401ks out there, old IRAs, it does not apply to them. only the last 401k for the job that you just left. So be sure to get advice from the right people. We have a tax practice in-house, so we can kind of give you direction on that if that applies to you as well. We have a ton of clients that try to retire at around 55, 57, say, well, I can't touch this money, but we show them ways that they can. Age 59 and a half is critical for two ways for you. One is now you're eligible to withdraw from those retirement accounts without the 10% penalty. Once again, may still be taxable to you, depending on if it's pre-tax or post-tax, but now you avoid the 10% penalty. Another thing in our practice at 59 and a half, so listen close to this, is if you're a little concerned about the markets or you don't like the fact that you only have 20 or 30 mutual funds to choose from, or six if you're in a TSP, at 59 and a half, you are now eligible to do what's called an in-service rollover. An in-service rollover is you get to continue to put money in your 401k or retirement plan. You get to continue to get the match from your employer, assuming that they match. But whatever you're vested in the plan, you can actually roll over to us into an IRA and invest however makes sense for you. Invest for income, invest in individual stocks, invest in insured things, whatever you want to do, whatever makes sense for your financial plan. You get to continue to work for the company, continue to add money in the 401k, continue to get the company match, but you take what you have vested in there and you can roll it over. A good example is we recently did one. A client had about $750,000 in their work 401k. They just turned 59 and a half. We'd been talking about this for about 6 months. So of that 750, 700,000 of it, they could actually was vested, could roll it into an IRA. They left the 50,000 behind. They keep maximizing out their contributions. They keep getting the employer match. But now it's other 700,000 in their IRA. They now are going to invest it a lot more conservatively because they're a lot closer to retirement, so they want to take care of it. Age 62 is when you're first eligible to receive Social Security benefits. Now, there's two caveats to that. One is, depending on your age, you're going to receive 25 to 30% less than what you normally would have gotten because you claimed early. Secondarily, we want to be aware of what's called an earnings test. Earnings test in 2023 says if you earn in wages or profit from a business more than $21,000, for every $2 you go above that, they're going to take a dollar of Social Security back. So we can walk you through that as well if that's a consideration. Age 65, you're now eligible for Medicare, right? Should you take it? Should you not? Depends. Are you continuing to work? What's the cost versus your group plan? A lot of things out there that we can also assist you with for Medicare planning. Age 66 or 67, depending on when you were born, that will be your full retirement age for Social Security. It's when two things happen. One, there's no penalty for you claiming Social Security. And two, there's no earnings test. So even if you choose to continue to work, you can make as much money as you want, because once you hit your full retirement age, you're all good. Age 73 is soon that last age. That's when required minimum distributions are kicking in. What does that mean? That's when the government forces you to take money out of your 401k, whether you want to or not. And more importantly, the most important age is your next one. It's never too early or too late to get a plan in place for your retirement, get the details worked out. So great question, Sue. There's just a lot of dates. Once you hit 50, there's a lot of moving parts that start happening, which is why we put together what we call a retirement success blueprint for our clients. So it covers not only the amount of risk and how they should be allocated in investments, but we address Medicare and Social Security and required minimum distributions and proactive tax planning, and where your income is going to come from in good markets and bad. So great question, Sue. Next question is Lisa in Elgin. Mike, I'm retired. My husband needs to retire because he's a roofer and his body can't take it anymore. But he just refuses to walk away. I don't know if it's some kind of notion that he has to provide for me or what. I'm sure as we have enough money saved to be fine, but I can't seem to convince him of that. Any suggestions? Lisa, this isn't uncommon. Step one is really just to get a real financial plan. And the reason why is if you think about it, a lot of people, especially men, that's us out there, guys, right? Their entire character, right? The last 30, 40 years of their life has been built around what they do on a daily basis. So they can't necessarily envision stopping doing something because they don't know what's next. In my book, Retirement Success Blueprint, we talk about people retiring to something rather than from something. But Lisa, here's how we handle it with a lot of clients. Step one is get a real financial plan. One that shows that if he stopped work today, where's your income come from? Are you going to be okay? When I talk about a plan, we call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. It covers five areas. retirement income. Where's your income coming from in retirement? How do we coordinate Social Security? If there's a pension, what survivor benefit are we going to have? Are we positioning our assets to live off the interest and dividends so the money will last as long as we do? That's the retirement income component. Asset allocation. How do we take less risk and get the returns that we need? Tax mitigation. How do we legally pay less over your lifetime in taxes? Healthcare. If we had a healthcare event, you need the long-term care, home-based healthcare, how would you pay for it without bankrupting yourself? And fifth, the estate plan. Do we have the right documents in place for when you're with us, like healthcare power of attorneys, financial power of attorneys, and when you pass, wills, trusts, transfer on death deeds, things like that? If you have all five of those areas, Lisa, that is going to give you and your husband the confidence and the clarity you need to know not only when he can retire, but it's going to be okay no matter what life throws at you. No matter, you know where your income's coming from. You're not taking too much risk. You're legally paying the least amount of taxes. And if you need care, how would it be paid for and still leave the legacy that you want? So last question here is from Tracy in Barrington, a very common question. I tend to cry anytime I talk about money. Tracy, don't feel bad. It happens. We've got a box of Kleenex in our conference room. I don't really know why. It's just how I've always been. I'm worried that I'll just end up working until I'm 80 because I'm too scared to sit down and put together a plan for my retirement. What would you do for a head case like me? Tracy, that is a great question because men and women alike, can't tell you how many people have been crying at our table, and I get a little teary as well. Because we talk about their hopes and their dreams, and they come in, they said, I've saved, but I just really don't have any direction. I don't have a plan. I don't even know if I can have enough income. I'm going to have to work until I die. And then we show them when they shift to the income model that it's not about having to have $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, some arbitrary number that all the commercials tell you that you have to. It's about what are your goals? What are your income needs? How comfortable are you with risk? And then coordinating all the resources that you have. Your retirement plans, your IRAs, your personal savings, your real estate, your Social Security, potentially a pension if you qualify for them, and sit down here and say, okay, how important is legacy to you? What should we be doing to proactively save money on taxes leading up to retirement or in retirement? That's about having a real plan, Tracy. So just like I had said for Lisa and Elgin, one of the things that you want to do is actually just sit down with a fiduciary financial advisor whose goal isn't just to sell you something, but it's to truly build out a plan that is going to give you confidence and clarity so you understand, and if you're married, your spouse understands why you're invested the way that you are. Folks, at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we've got fiduciary financial planners, we've got a CPA and a tax team. We did over 600 tax returns this year. We work with a legal team in-house to coordinate your investments, your taxes, your estate, all under one roof. You deserve that. Most people just have an investment broker. We talked about railing on Wall Street, a lot of the brokerage firms. They're good people. It's their business model that's not in your best interest. As you approach or you're in retirement, you need a wealth manager. You've probably outgrown your broker, right? It's no longer about just accumulating more. It's about protecting what you have, getting income you can't outlive, and making sure that you leave the legacy that you want. If that's important to you, that's what's important to us at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Hit us up for a call. Set up a 15-minute strategy call. It's complimentary. We answer your questions. If it makes sense to meet thereafter, great. We'll know that. If it doesn't, that's okay too, because we're all adults here. Go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com to get that set up. Or 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Your retirement is not cookie cutter. We won't treat it that way. Look forward to speaking with you around the bend. Thanks for joining us this week on this edition of the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know somebody that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.